Samantha.
Yep, it's about monkeys.
Yeah, it would.
That's so gross. Well, we're totally, like, getting high.
Biggest! Biggest! Biggest!
So easy and slow. Have you ever had an STD? Okay, honey, just because he was put together with one screw doesn't mean he's going to break.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
And you need to introduce your friend.
I do. I thought you were going to do a whole introduction thing. I don't know. All right. This is my friend AJ. AJ, say hi.
Howdy.
This is episode 73. Sorry.
73. He's joining us tonight to have a little fun. I took way too long to get to this actual episode tonight.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and start bitching right now. It is 3 o'clock in the morning, Herb time. I should be in bed right now.
No, it's not.
It's so not 3 here, is it?
It's midnight it's, 30.
It's 3 o'clock here.
Oh, okay. I was like, you're saying like 3 o'clock, like what?
No, Herb time as in that's when he's awake, usually.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
I got it. I'm the same, so.
Well, me and like weirdo people that work at Walmart.
And I don't care. This is not natural. This is not natural.
Not natural to be up until 3? I don't understand.
No.
That. Like, seriously.
That's not AJ, natural.
AJ woke up at like 6 today.
No, oh my god,
no, I
would die.
I woke up at 3 today. It was yesterday I woke up at 6, but that's because I've been sick
and anyway.
I couldn't get to sleep, and it's just whatever. Fucked up shit.
I haven't been to bed. Well, last weekend I went to bed at like around 4, I think. Last Saturday, but before that, well, and then January 1st, I went to bed around 5.
So basically,
but before that,
that one time that you had sex, you know,
that one time I had sex behind that dumpster, yeah, that was hot, and it was like 2 in the morning.
I don't know how well. I'm like,
just
dumpsters
kidding.
Aren't very hot, but I'll just.
But they can be in the summer.
Yes.
Oh yeah, and stinky. And you know somebody's listening that's had sex around a dumpster somewhere.
Uh huh. People call us up and tell us your stories.
Right. We need to hear them.
Yeah. So, what took me so long is I just brought a brand new car. Applause, everybody.
Sweet.
I just bought an 04 Impala that only had like 24,000 miles on it. It's really nice. It looks brand new. It feels brand new. And what took me so long is the entire yesterday and today, well, since I got off work.
I wasn't quite done bitching yet.
Oh, well, you can finish after. I was putting in this, this sub and this amp, this big stereo that, my friend gave to me for $50 and... It sounds really great, but now my headlights don't work, so I need to fix that. Anyway, yes. It sounds great, and that's what took forever, because my car, I guess, was... It's not just like a typical Honda or whatever. It's like a very specific way to connect things. So me and AJ and my friend Tyler and my other friend Mike were all trying to put it together.
Yeah, because if he had put in a custom deck or whatever, it would cost him like $120 on top of everything else. And
so I was like, fuck that shit, I'm gonna do it myself.
Yeah, because Chrysler and GM, and they're like Sony with all their special little things.
Cheap bastards.
Well, it's because his radio like says what this radio station is and what the song is and stuff, and I guess it's all connected to like everything else in his car. So like if you take that piece out and you just put a radio in, it'll just like
you'll lose
cut
like,
everything else out.
Yeah, like I'll lose my dome light and I'll lose my turn signal and I'll lose my fucking air conditioning lights.
And possibly your actual
Well,
lights
when you have professional people do that, they make sure that
no,
doesn't
no,
happen.
No,
it was gonna be
$120. Spend $120 just to buy the harness, and that's not even considering service, which is $60. So I was like, fuck that Apple bullshit.
But see, a part of my bitch fest is see I wouldn't have to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning if you would have paid $120 yesterday.
Yeah. But if I wouldn't have paid $120 yesterday, I wouldn't be able to see you in blank, 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 because I'm not telling you when I'm coming.
You bastard, I hate you.
That's right!
Anyway, I will find out. I hear whispering.
There's no whispering.
You hear shushing and gagging because I've got a sock in AJ's mouth.
He's used to that. Oh.
No.
Anyway,
damn.
So, so
now yeah. that I'm blushing,
it's okay. You can tell them what you're into. Maybe they'll contact you.
Oh shit. AJ, well, any skinny boys out there who are into bigger guys, into bears, actually. Yeah. Whatever. I don't
hit him up on Bigger City. What's her name?
It's Tamajred.
It's Tamajred.
Tamajred.
Or you can email him at imaslutforskinnyguys@gmail.com.
Shut up.
So, I'm assuming we're speaking to our listeners, and we actually had some listeners.
I know.
Email and call and other shit that most other people should be doing. Wink, wink. So,
I want to give some statistics.
Sure.
Okay. Well, there really are none, other than this is the first time three people have emailed us in 1 week and left us an audio comment.
Wow.
I can't believe it. I'm so happy.
So, Brian Griffin Cub on Bear 411 did a little voice message for us and gave us an email, and he's a really cute guy. And condolences go out to him because I know his boyfriend passed away last year, and I read that on his profile. And I was like, oh my god, and I wanted to send him flowers, so you should hit us up with your address, dude, so we can send you cool stuff. Send you Foul Monkeys paraphernalia. We'll have to get some of it first, but after we do that, then we'll
right. send it. Did you want to read the email from him?
Go ahead and play the video, the sound.
The audio comment?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey, guys, this is Brian.
It's playing.
Hey,
you guys can't hear it, though.
Cub on Bear 411. I've been enjoying the show for the last month, listening to the new ones and catching up on the old ones. They've steadily gotten better, and I look forward to more. Ricky and Herb, y'all are an adorable couple and made a great team on the latest show. James, you are sexy as fuck and funny as hell with Ricky. Albert is definitely a lucky man. Rui Cub and Gay's Okay bring a lot to the show as well. Well, I need a new cocktail, so peace out, bears or monkeys or whatever the fuck. Stay foul. Bye.
Okay, I was, talking to him, I guess a little bit before he sent that in.
Right.
And he was drinking. He said he had to have a few more drinks before he could call in. Well, it definitely sounds like he had a few drinks because he was very slow in his speech.
Really?
Really.
Yeah. You didn't listen to it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. No, I
or did you just thought it was his Texan accent?
Yeah, I just thought he was from Texas. I was like, well, yeah.
Actually, the statistic is, I do have a statistic. All three of the people that wrote into us are all from Texas.
That's crazy.
Right.
So, everything's bigger in Texas, right? So that means our show is like the bomb in Texas.
I think it's because we don't have any accents.
Well, I can have an accent if I try real hard.
Hey, put on pause for a second.
Pause? Okay, we're back.
Okay. Okay, so Brian emailed us and left a message. Everybody else should, too. It was really nice of him. We really appreciate it. I talked to him on Bear411. I didn't talk to him, but I sent him a message, and I don't know if he sent one back yet. But somebody else, Ray, also from Texas, heard about us through the Bear podcast episode with you and James, and started listening, and said that Samantha needs to wink, wink, cough, cough, kick her boyfriend's ass to the curb.
Right.
So hopefully she hears that and does that or something.
No, what he said was, Samantha needs to kick her boyfriend's ass to the curb, that insecure pussy.
There we go.
That's what he said, and that's what she needs to do. Mm-hmm. So, I hear whispering. Are you talking about me?
No, it was about his setup here. He's got two monitors going, and he can, look on one monitor while he's looking at other shit on another monitor.
Uh-huh.
It's really cool.
I know. Really he's trying to get me to do that, too.
Yeah, I want to do it with mine. I have two monitors. I just don't know how to split it up.
Yeah, you know, actually, we should talk about that a little too. I don't think how many people realize how easy it is to do that. If you
We're not finished with the emails yet.
Oh, we're not?
No, we have Shayna.
All right, well, keep going, because I'll forget.
All right, so we had another listener write in to us. Her name is Shanna or Shayna. She wrote, "Hey guys, I just subscribed to your podcast, and I love it, love it, love it. Thanks so much for being so hilarious. By the way, if you ever get a P.O. box, I would happily send you guys stuff." And I was like, hey. So I wrote her back and said, thank you for listening, and how did you hear about us, yada, yada, yada. And then she wrote back and said, trust me, when I say you hardly have to beg to get an email, you guys, I, as a fellow podcaster, I know how frustrating it can be to get zero feedback on your show. I've only been listening for about a week. I've heard about 7 shows. I am 21 and I live in Texas. So she's another podcaster, but unfortunately she didn't leave what podcast she's on. So I can't pimp her shit out.
Dude, she should.
I know. I told her, I emailed her back. I said, well, tell us what your show is. We'll pimp you out and you can pimp us out.
Exactly, dude. We can hook that shit up, and yeah.
Word of mouth. Great spread.
Well, apparently word of mouth doesn't work too well with my show because I've been on since April and I have like 160 listeners.
Yeah, but it's gotten a little more within the past couple weeks. I have no idea why, but...
Oh, it might be because there's a skinny punk on my show. Who thinks he's the shit.
Much modesty at all.
I know, right? So anyway, that's all of our feedback that we had received this week, which is great, which apparently the people in Texas love us. So if you live in a different state, you should try to show your love. Because as much as I love the listeners from Texas, they're from, like, bushland. And I try not to hold it against you, but it's kind of hard. And junk.
And yeah, junk. When I drove from Florida to fucking Arizona, you know what state took the longest?
Texas.
It took 3 days for Texas. The rest of the United States took 1.5 days. It was crazy. We kept driving, and it was like, oh shit, where are we now? Texas. Oh shit, where are we now? Texas. The sun goes down, the sun comes up. Oh shit, where are we now? Texas.
Dude, when you're going north, it's almost that bad with California, too.
Yeah, like, true. And Florida.
Oh my god. California's like a whole day just to get through. Like
San Francisco?
Yeah, exactly.
Just stop at all the gay bars.
Oh, you're talking about skinny boys. There's all kinds there.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
With their hybrid cars and their fucking keyboards and shit.
Their methamphetamine toothless smiles.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to have lots of fans.
They have a commercial here, actually, because methamphetamines are really bad here in Florida. They have this commercial on TV where it has all these different people on it, and they go, here, try some meth. You have an awesome smile. And the lady looks really pretty, but when she smiles, she has, like, some fucked up grill.
Really?
It's all jacked up.
Because they do the same here, because methamphetamines are really big here in Phoenix and the area and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a few meth commercials where it was like this like game show and they were like, let's see what happens when you get on meth. And it's like, you know, they're like, ooh, look at the wounds all over your arms because you're pointing
right
at yourself. And then like, look at the, you know, the wonderful skinny face. And
it's like, let's
and
see what's
like,
behind door.
Bugged out eyes, you know? It's like,
what they say here, they go, look at me. Look at this awesome complexion. And she pulls back her shirt and she has all these scabs over it. She goes,
yeah.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah. I just have to say, though, that to anybody who does use meth out there or to anybody who has quit, it is a drug that is very powerful and hard to get off of. So.
Oh, I'm sure.
So I've been through it. So
don't do drugs, motherfucker.
Maybe I should be, you know, exploiting that to the world, but anyway.
Dude, no, it's cool.
Nobody knows who you are.
Until now.
They just know your name is AJ, you live in Phoenix, Arizona, and you like skinny boys.
And you have a bear, you know, a bear's bigger city profile, and they know what you look like, too. Anyway.
Oh.
He can be like a, I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say. Like, you know, like
a poster
like a dare,
child.
A dare representative.
A dare representative?
Oh, my God. Oh, I totally have to tell you, like, when I was working, when I was a breakfast manager at Hardee's, when I was like back in the day, like when I was 20 and 21.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Well, at that time, I was like smoking a lot of pot. And one day they came to me and told me I had to go take a drug test. So I got busted and I went, and instead of firing me, they took me to these drug classes, right? So I go in and guess who my drug counselor is? My 7th grade DARE PE teacher.
Oh my God, really? He's like, Richard, funny. I fucking knew you would get into this, God. You little bitch.
It was a black woman. Her name was Miss McClinton, and she's like, dare didn't work for you or your sister.
Well, I had a friend that actually did a huge study. Well, maybe not huge, but you know, did a study on DARE in high school. And a lot of the outcomes are that it's not as effective as they think it is. I mean, they try to make it effective, but people still get curious. You still get interested in different things, and you still end up...
Well, they tell you about it. They tell you the names of it, and they tell you how the shit works.
Yeah, and they show you like how to hide it and how long it like takes to get out of your system.
The thing is that they should show, like, I don't know. I always thought, like, if you were doing a drug like prevention program, you should work it on two levels. On the first level, kind of like, you know, let them know, yeah, this is the reason why people do it. It feels fucking good. It's awesome, whatever. Now, and then they work on the other side where it's like, this is what it fucking does to your life. And if they show it that way and actually give you the full effect of what drugs do, I think people would look at it and be like, oh, well, duh. I won't do that now.
Well, I know.
Because they don't give people enough information about shit.
Right.
You know, they're just like, oh, this is the name, and say no. And it's like, okay.
Well, dude, it's because half those people haven't even done drugs themselves.
Yeah, it's true.
It's better to have people who have done drugs and gotten off it.
Come on, you know. Nancy Reagan was totally doing cocaine.
Yeah, but she was probably a dumb bitch doing it off like a bathroom urinal or something.
Shit, that reminds me. Garden State reference.
Dude, I know. Dude, she's probably like, oh my God, peace and love, paisley, hippie, blah, 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 land the sunshine. Yeah, yeah. And she didn't really know, and yeah. And she thought it was like anthrax.
But I don't know. I know that a lot of the drug counselors that work with people who have done drugs have done drugs themselves and are sober.
Right.
But I think a lot, they should do that with, even with prevention programs, because... people just don't know.
I'd never even heard of meth until I moved to Florida.
Really?
I'd never heard of it. Like, the only thing, the strongest thing in the area where I was from was Oxycontin.
Oh, shit. That can be fucking...
Yeah, we were on Time magazine for that. My county. It was wonderful.
That's like how small your fucking town is. That's so funny. It's like, we don't know what coke is. I'm sorry.
Methamphetamines? What is that? That sounds like a cold medication.
But Oxy's pretty heavy. I mean, really.
It is. Well, people are dying a lot in our county because of that.
Yeah.
Dude, well, meth is the same thing as Ritalin or Dexedrine. It's just, that's like really watered down.
Yeah. Yeah, methamphetamines is just, crystal meth is actually a stronger version of your uppers that they use for
but they make that shit out of like Comet and all that crap. I don't know
the main thing of it is pseudoephedrine, which is an ephedrine, which is a speed.
So if you're 14 years old and you just heard this for the first time, go ahead and start making it.
No, I don't know. That's like, I don't know if where you're from, but I know here they've put a lot of the like pseudoephedrine projects and ephedrine products behind the counter.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically to get them. You can't just buy
it. It's like that here, too. Anymore.
We'll be right back with more from Dr. AJ.
Well, also, they like put everything behind where the pharmacy is. So if you go like at 2 o'clock in the morning and you need some fucking cold medication.
Too bad.
It's not out. They're like, fuck you, go home.
Yeah.
Suck some salt up your nose.
Possible uses, dude, for other things.
And like, it's not because it's possible, it's because dumb ass drug people
went in and bought like cases of it.
I used to have a friend in fucking high school who drank Robitussin.
Yeah. Oh, he robo-tripped.
Yeah, he would robo-trip. Like, and it was like, what? I don't know.
It's like, dude, that's
stupid shit.
That would make me throw up.
Yeah, it's gross stuff.
Dude, I don't know, man. I can drink, like, I could drink like gallons of fucking Maalox or like Pepto Bismol.
Pepto Bismol so will make good. Me puke instantly.
Pepto Bismol is good. It's like winter green.
Dude, I can't believe we're talking about Pepto Bismol.
There's a plug right there. Whoever makes that, dude. Good deal. I think it's Johnson & Johnson. They make Mylanta.
Mylanta.
I like the Mylanta commercials, the old ones with the black couple.
My doctor's in yeah. Dude, and Phillips, too, with the black... That was a black couple, right? She's like, honey, you need some Phillips.
Oh, I thought that was Mylanta.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's Phillips. The black couple is Phillips.
Like, you know, he's all bloating at church or some shit. Uh-huh. He's like, baby, I can't do this.
And she's like, honey, child, you need some Mylanta. Or whatever that shit's called. Phillips. So, anyway, enough about medications.
Anyway, so, it's really good to hear from listeners. It's really awesome. Even if it's only Texas, that is the bomb. And furthermore, even though Texas takes for fucking ever to drive through, it's a very cool state. And I had a good time while I was there.
You know what? This is the thing. Since we had three people from Texas message us in 1 week, when we go on our famous tour, because we're going to be famous podcast stars, Texas is our first touring state.
Oh, hell yeah. I really want to go to Austin because I know it's a big music town, and they have that Austin City Limits thing.
Well, see, this is my show, so I pick everything. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm fucking driving my own fucking 04 Impala, bitch.
I think you would get to Texas before I would.
Yeah, that's true. I know, right? Not in the car that I used to have. Damn, you would get
so, anyway, yeah. You know, while you were, like, working on your car because you didn't want to pay $120 yesterday to have someone else do it for you.
That's so disappointing.
I was talking to my cute little German friend. He's in Germany.
Is he German?
He's German. Yeah. He's German. Yeah.
Okay.
Which sounds like he's from Minnesota, but anyway. His name is Andreas, but he said I probably wouldn't say it right, so he just told me to call him Andy.
What? Dude, that's like a guy that came to... Never mind. I have all these stories, jeez. But in high school, we had somebody who came, and his name was Andreas, and he was from Germany or somewhere around there, and he wanted to be called Andy.
Dude, I would just be like, call me Dre, yo, like Dr. Dre. But anyway, go ahead.
He doesn't like hip. Like, that's what we were doing. We were, like, switching back. We were exchanging songs. He was sending me some German stuff, and I was sending him some American stuff. Said, what?
He likes rock, and he likes techno.
Well, no, he sent me all different kinds of things.
Well, that's good.
He sent me one techno song. No rock songs, though, I don't think. Okay. But anyway, I go, do you like American music? He goes... No, not so much. I really don't care for hip-hop and rap. And I was like, well,
there's so much more.
Well, that's what I told him. I said, what are you talking about? I said, we have, like, jazz, we have rock, we have, you know, country, we have this, we have that. And he was like, oh, I've never heard any of that. What? So I go, well, here, let me send you a country song. So I sent him, like, I guess, like a Garth Brooks song or something, you know, just so he could hear a country song. Right. And he was like... Oh my gosh, I think I have a CD of that. So he goes, look, and he holds up the CD, and it's a Kenny Rogers CD.
Oh my God.
I was like, that's like 70s country.
That's
and like he's like,
yeah, school. That's like.
And he sent me a song. I was like, oh my God, this song sounds like it's from the 70s. He goes, it was made in 2006. I was like, oh.
No, that's because they get it over there in like 2006. Like, yeah. It takes so long,
you know,
for media
so funny.
To transfer.
Like, I know they always say Japan gets like is in the 80s American music scene, but dude, as far as like every time a video game comes out, it's Japan first, then America, and then Europe like way down the line if they feel like it.
Same thing with
movies. They hardly have like any of the video games we have.
You know what's weird?
Movies.
What's that?
Okay, go on. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, the iPhone is going to come out, right? So yeah. It's going to launch first in the United States, and then it's going to go to Europe, and then in 2008 it's hitting Japan.
That's because
isn't that weird?
Yeah,
that's because Apple's an American.
Yeah, but when you have your computers built, they come from Japan.
The parts and stuff.
Yeah,
that's because it's cheaper to pay those kids.
It's cheaper to pay those 12-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it takes like 3 or 4 years for our movies to get over to them in Europe. It's terrible.
That's weird.
Yeah. But it's like nowadays everybody just downloads that shit anyway, so who cares? And I didn't mean to be stereotypical, but it's like, I remember my friend Colin, who we were busting on the last show, when he comes on here, he'll tell you, he went to Europe. Well, you went to Europe too, but I mean...
Yeah, I went to Europe.
He went on this Europe trip with our high school, and he said, dude, every fucking place I went, cars, like, driving by, just like they do here, with, like, boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way my car is now after fucking days of work. But he's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, days like, of work.
Yeah. He's like, dude, there's, like, no hip-hop. It's, like, all techno. It's, like...
Yeah, it is. Okay, I do have to tell you. I do have to tell you guys that in 99, when I went to Europe, it was basically techno and ABBA-esque music. Like,
so
you're like,
I love ABBA.
Oh, God, come on.
Oh, it's fucking 18s.
It's 18s, or, like, you know, like, S Club 7 is a big thing over there, and Madonna was really big. And J-Lo was really big at the time. But, like, yeah, techno is a very big thing in Europe. Like, way bigger than it is here. Like,
which
anywhere.
Makes sense, because Prodigy and Orbital and Paul Oakenfold and Daft Punk are all from Europe.
And Sasha. And every...
But anyway, that's cool. It's just that's the only reason I thought of it. But that's cool. So wait, what about him? You're going to say something else about him. German friend? German?
I was just going to say we were switching songs back and forth, and I told him I was going to talk about him on the show to listen, but he said, well, I would listen to your show, but I need you to talk a whole lot slower. And I said, I talk pretty slow. I'm kind of Southern, so, you know, I'm already talking slower than most people here.
Dude.
He's like, oh, okay.
He would hate me. Yeah, he would hate me.
Well, I just told him to listen to hear his name and try to listen to the sentences, and then he doesn't have to listen to the rest of it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we could probably get a program that transcribes it onto text, and then he could translate that in German. But I know I just...
Yeah, see, I'm not getting paid for this, so...
That was a good enough.
All this work, yeah.
All this free
anyway,
work we do.
Can I do a plug really quick?
Sure.
Speaking of movies, Children of Men, if anybody has not seen it yet, see that movie. It is one of the greatest films I have seen ever. Ever, 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 ever.
Yeah, this is one of my things to talk about, actually, too.
Is it better than Bambi?
Oh, yeah.
Is it better than Toy Story?
Oh my God!
Yes.
All
right, Children of Men with Clive Owen and Julianne Moore. It's the bomb. It's so intense. You will be either crying or yelling or screaming or smiling at the end.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was
overloaded
with emotion by the end of the film that I was like, I didn't even know what to do with myself.
And you people have to understand, I'm like not really a big movie guy. I may have like 100 movies, but. Those are very specific movies that I like. Most movies that I see, I don't like, which is why I don't try to go to the movies as much, you know, very often. But seriously, Children of Men is the bomb. It's about the future when women become infertile and they can't have babies. And then they find this one girl who's pregnant, so the whole movie is basically getting this girl to safety where they can start to rebuild the human race, you know, in a peaceful way because everybody's like...
Yeah, everything's fallen apart
because
there are no
know.
Children, and there's no innocence left, and
there's
dignity,
no
and there's no future, so people are just killing people, and government's gone super corrupt, and then you have all these renegade, like pockets of renegades going on. And
seriously, there's this one, like, 20 or 25-minute part that's near the end, and just that part alone is more intense than watching, like, the entire Saving Private Ryan
mm-hmm.
or Black Hawk Down or any fucking war movie. It is, like... fucking intense. I thought the guy was gonna die like so many times. It was insane. So go see it. Very, very
I remember I saw the trailer and it showed where the youngest person on the earth had died.
Yeah, that's at the beginning.
Yeah, that's really
that's weird.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The youngest
and
he was
18 years old.
It had been 18 years since anybody had a child.
The movie is set in 2027, so there's some futuristic little things here and there, but they don't go overboard, which is really cool because you can relate to it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
which 2027 isn't that far away. That's so weird.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, what's nice is a lot of the technology that they did in it looks like technology that could very possibly be within the next 10 years.
Yeah, like they have these cars where like the windshield has the display on it as like how fast you're going and all that, so you don't have
mm-hmm.
any, you know, meter, and then when you're about to hit something it'll say like impact on it and it knows, and it's like, you know, that's totally going to happen. They're going to have some Mercedes that does it, and then before you know it we'll have Honda.
Well, they already have a Mercedes that can parallel park itself.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, by itself. No hands. It does it itself.
That's insane.
I think that's a
that's
horrible
like more
idea.
Than...
I would be so scared.
I think that's a horrible idea. I don't think any car should take over driving on its own.
I don't think so either.
And these fucking what is that shit? They have some BMW SUV that like has a camera on the back. It's like, look, if you can't fucking park without a camera on the back, you have a problem. And then there's people who can't park still with the camera on the back.
Yeah, and they have sensors too. Like a lot of the newer cars have sensors on the front and the back,
and it's like,
you.
Yo, people aren't going to even know how to do anything anymore once computers do everything. So, and that's like not really where the movie's at all. But it's just like, I mean, when you look at the landscapes in the movie, they show all this pollution, and it's like way worse than this. And you can tell. I mean, things are just like, I mean, it's London, so it's rainy and foggy and kind of gloomy as it is. But it's like, dude. This does not look good. In this
why do they always...
It's very possibly, like, where we could be headed. Sorry. Go on.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, why do they always show, like, the corrupt governments in Europe when you know the first place that's going to happen is America, in the United States?
Oh, I know.
It's like the V for Vendetta movie.
Yeah.
That was in Europe, but you totally know that stuff's going to happen in the United States before anywhere else.
Yeah, but you got to remember, Europe is the beginning of civilization in the world. That's why it maps. That's why we're still Western culture, because Europe is the center. You know what I mean?
And I think a lot of it is commenting on possibly our own Western culture. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of the Western culture that we have now has gone to Europe, and it's taken over a lot of their specific culture. You know
right,
what I
like,
mean?
Like how they don't even use... I mean, I thought it was kind of primitive, but that's just me. I mean, I'm not trying to make a statement, but like... as far as, like, the whole, like, royalty thing that they have in Europe, they don't even use that anymore, which is totally adapted from us. Because you know they would have kept doing the king-queen thing and having power like that if we hadn't said, hey, that's really stupid, let's do it this way. You know, I don't really know what's better, but I think we've influenced them to stop doing that, definitely. Because Europe is, like, old school. They do everything old school until, you know, we started... inventing whatever is new.
What's funny is, and this is kind of way off the subject, but there was a study done, and Fiji had no like American type things coming into it or anything. They had their own broadcasting and stuff on television and whatnot. When our culture started to like
invade their country,
invade their culture, like it totally changed their outlook on life. Like people started getting bulimia and anorexia. And everything they used to think that women were beautiful, big, and
right.
And people started. Then it changed their whole outlook on life, and they totally were like, "Oh my God, you have to be skinny now to be beautiful, and you have to do all this stuff." And it was like this just this big change, just because our culture had invaded their culture,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's in a lot of ways it's terrible.
And
as far as
that goes, I believe that is like kind of. Whoever sent our stuff there, that's their fault. But that kind of shit that goes on in America, I think that is all parenting to me. Because, like, I was talking about...
I think it's all commercialism and on commercials and movies and in magazines. Because, God forbid, they have a person that weighs more than 150 pounds on Abercrombie & Fitch direct or, you know, catalog.
Yeah,
I know. I have an adopted sister who is obsessed with her face. She will not go out of the house if she has one pimple. She will hide in her room and like cry and like, and it's all because of all this beauty stuff, you know,
dude,
like all the magazines.
That's not even real. Did you?
Because that's what I know. It's all spray painted and shit. And like, she looks in these magazines and she's like, "They're so beautiful and they're so wonderful. And why can't I be like that?" And it's like.
It's like, dude, you're not gonna.
You're beautiful as you are, you know. It's
well,
like,
it's crazy.
Like, so stupid.
Anyway,
well, they showed. Well, they showed like a like you know Dove is into like the natural woman, you know.
Yeah.
And they had this campaign going on where they're trying to show young girls that what they see in a magazine is not real. So what they did was they took this woman. That you know was an average weight and average height, and they took her to this studio and they made her look like a model, and they did it from beginning to end, like what is that called when they do like time lapse? Is that what it's
time
called?
Lapse,
yeah.
And they did a time lapse of her sitting in the chair all the way until she's on the billboard, and they added like 4 inches of length to her neck through Photoshop.
Gross.
Wow.
I mean, it was just it's not possible, and they were showing. You know, they have that commercial to show. You can see it on YouTube. But Sure. I mean, it's just, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah, and you know, it's well, something kind of funny, actually, but you were saying how on Fiji, the women who were more voluptuous were actually considered more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I was just watching, if anybody's seen Kingpin with Randy Quaid and Woody Harrelson, there's this part, Kingpin is about this, like, this famous bowling star who loses his arm or his hand or something, and he ends up finding this Amish guy who's, like, really good at bowling, and he becomes his prodigy. So anyway, Randy Quaid plays the Amish guy, and Woody's, like, talking to him and showing him this girl off in the distance, and he's like, man, she is hot as fuck, you know, something like that, and she's, like, this really thin, you know, typically American hot girl. And Randy Quaid's character, he's like, psh, she can't have more than two children like that. And he starts laughing because she doesn't have wide thighs or anything. She's like a fucking stick. And it's like, you know, it's just how you look at stuff. Like, certain cultures look at someone, a woman who's larger, as much more attractive because they can bear more children. Totally. I mean, if you're my size, you can't have eight kids because your vagina can't stretch that big. Or hopefully it can't stretch that big. I don't even want to know about that. Well, maybe with Photoshop.
Well, their bodies can't take it either. I mean, to carry a baby to full term, it's like ridiculous.
Well, if there was a girl as skinny as you, Herb, she wouldn't even be having a period. So
what?
Yeah, once they get,
I don't think he's that thin.
Once they get that skinny, they cannot have periods. Their body will not work.
Okay, next summer you need to come here. And you need to see Colin when we go swimming in his pool every single day. And you need to know how skinny this guy is.
Yeah, he's much skinnier
than Cedric. He's skinnier than me, trust me, and whiter too.
So anyway,
dead air, motherfucker.
Right. I hate that shit.
I know. No, it's cool. We're keeping it up. We got three people, so it's a little harder to manage.
But it makes it a little bit more interesting.
Definitely.
Okay, I decided that I'm not going to talk about my professor, so I'm deleting that. I want to tell you what happened to me tonight, though.
What is that?
You know where I live, right?
I do.
Do I live in the ghetto?
No, not at all. You live.
Why did the ghetto? Why did the ghetto come to my house tonight?
Because they needed some watermelon and fried chicken,
and some food stamps, and some food stamps,
and I need some weave for my hair. Mm-hmm.
And I get it some Mad Dog 2020.
Oh shit, dude, that's
so we love our black listeners, stop it.
We do.
Anyway, so the people that live upstairs diagonally from me, I hear this woman like screaming and yelling at the top of her lungs, "Fuck you, asshole! I'm never blah, 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 blah. I fucking hate you, you little faggot!" Blah, blah, blah. So she goes to she goes to walk down the stairs, and she completely falls down them.
Oh, my God.
So, and then she stands up and starts screaming and yelling at her boyfriend or whatever. I don't know who the fuck he was.
Her baby daddy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. These were some white people, so they were probably on meth. Anyway, she's, like, banging on his car door. "Let me the fuck in! Unlock this fucking door! I'm leaving!" They were drunk, I think. So he's like, "You ain't going nowhere, you fucking bitch." And I was like, "Oh." He goes, "You fucking whore. You're so fucking loose, you could stick a 32-ounce cup up your pussy and wouldn't even know it."
Oh,
and I was like, this is great. So yeah. I guess someone calls the police. And then all of a sudden, the ghetto bird, which is the helicopter. The ghetto bird is flying around my apartment and shining their lights in our apartments, and I felt like I was being raided. It was just fucking crazy. And then a police officer came by, and he asked me if there was a dispute here. And I was like, I'm white, and I live by myself, and I'm on an Apple computer. I don't think so.
Wow. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And he was a black cop. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I didn't say that, but that's what I felt. But I go, no, it was upstairs, and the lady left in her car, so they were trying to find her in the helicopter so she wouldn't kill anyone.
Right.
But then they went up there, and they're like, "Oh, there's no disturbance here." And the police officer's like, "Okay, bye." I'm like, what the fuck?
You ain't from the ghetto.
I'm like, the ghetto's coming to my fucking house.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's crazy. I love the jokes that come out when people are drunk. They're so fucking stupid.
Oh, I know. Dude. You're so fucking loose, a 32-ounce cup could sit up your pussy and you wouldn't even know it. I'm like,
dude, my friend,
whoa.
High school used to, she had like this knack for making up the most disgusting pussy jokes ever. She'd be like, your mom is so loose that she had a heinous sign on her vagina that said, watch her step.
Oh! Oh.
She goes, she has this,
I can't
one.
Even laugh at that.
She has, she, that's because they're not straight, buddy. I can't laugh. I don't know why I'm laughing. Fuck. It's just because,
oh my god.
She had this other one that literally, I was like pissing. I like peed. I peed a little bit in my pants.
That's hot.
When I was in high, yeah.
Oh, whoops, sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I was like, what the?
So, I was in high school, and she goes, we're sitting at lunch, we used to sit against this wall, and we would just tell jokes and shit and fuck around, so she goes, what did she say? Hold on a second.
Okay, you're laughing about it, and you can't remember what she said.
Yeah, I know. We can edit this out, but I gotta think of what it is.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Do we need to go into the Wheel of Fortune one now?
No, I was just going to say that. No more vowels. All right. She's like, your mom's vagina is so tight that... She goes, when I put my head up her vagina, she had to give me air by queefing.
Oh!
Oh my god.
Oh, that's like, jacked
oh
up.
God. I was like, Jenna, why would you put your head up there to be
oh my god.
Oh. It was so gross.
Okay, the totally gay version of that is his ass was so tight when I stuck my head up there, he had to give me air by farting.
Oh my god.
But instead of farting, he charted instead.
Oh.
Or sharded, excuse me.
Is that like
chunky
noodle soup?
That's like a shit and a fart put together.
That's like when you go to Macayo's. I don't know if they have Macayo's anywhere else, but Macayo's is this Mexican place here, and it is so fucking good. It is,
it
hella
is
good.
Really good.
But
it's
every single
awesome.
Time you eat there afterwards, you will have a Macayo's in the toilet. You will have a little waiter that comes out and says, "Hello."
Well, if the waiter
what
looks
you
like,
for
you do you want burrito, man? I give you a burrito right now, man.
Well, if the waiter if the waiter looks like the guy that was at that restaurant we went to, AJ was flirting with, then he'd be okay with that.
Oh.
Uh oh.
Yeah,
he
liked that guy.
Yeah, I did. I almost.
Oh my gosh.
Got his name and stuff.
You should.
And like almost like I don't know.
You almost raped him with like your egg drop soup.
Yeah, raped him with a chopstick.
Dude, what was so cool was that he was so I don't know. The thing that really turned me on about him, not necessarily because he was thin and everything.
Turn me on.
But what was really interesting was the fact that he had those Ray Bradbury tattoos. And, like, I was like, dude, how can you be so, like, into something that much that you would mark your body with it? You know what I mean? Like, I love Tori Amos, but I don't think I would tattoo her name on my ass, you know?
I think you should. That's a totally good idea.
No, but if she wrote it on there with her own handwriting, you would.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Probably. I don't know.
AJ, you're
but...
so cute!
But, you know, I don't know. I might use some of her lyrics in something or tattoo. I don't know. But just to be, like, that interested in that into an author like that, I don't know. That really, like, I really, that interested me so much. Like, I wanted to talk to him about
you
it.
You know what bugged the fuck out of me, though?
Yeah.
Is that he was in our conversation every fucking 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, leave us the hell alone.
Yeah.
Well, it's because me and Vicky are, like, the last.
But I was kind of I was kind of, you know, not paying attention to that. Because, yeah, he was hot, so.
He was too busy watching his
watching this
shot. He was watching his doinger.
He's like, hey, can I have a chopstick? Can I get it from you?
Can I have your chopstick and my fortune cookie?
Dude, yeah, but yeah, I'm, I I've been thinking about calling up that restaurant, and, like, I remember his name. It was Kyle. And, like, asking for him and then being like, dude, can I have your number? Do you want to do something? Like, I don't know.
If my butt was a Chinese restaurant, I would order the poo-poo platter.
Dude, that manager bitch was so funny. She's like, she gave us this look, like, after we left, because we were the last people. She's like, oh my god, you've been here for 5 hours!
Right.
She was going to fucking karate chop us out the door.
And we weren't even eating buffet. Hello.
I know. Like, damn, bitch. I gotta fill this skinny ass stomach. Okay. Sucky, sucky $5, bitch.
Sucky, sucky for $5. Give me 10 and you'll get lucky.
Oh.
Hey, you guys, we're at 45 minutes.
I was just going to ask. I think this show has been thoroughly funny. And
I want to talk about my porn, though.
Talk about your porn.
I erased 39 gigabytes of porn off my computer.
Ouch.
No.
Sizzle.
And I didn't even put it on CD or anything.
See, this is why I got to get that external hard drive.
Yeah.
For real.
Or DVD burner. Because, yeah.
I have a DVD burner on my computer, but I don't know how to use it, so.
See, because now you have nothing to jack off to unless I come over.
Well, I have your videos. Oh.
Oh. Well,
sorry.
You mean the five ones
okay,
on Bigger
a
City?
Bit too
yeah, the one on, the five on Bigger City.
Yeah, you mean the five on Bigger City that I have posted up somewhere?
Right.
I think.
Asia's like, where, dude?
I actually don't have a Bigger City. My friend, let me kind of use his account just to go look, but I don't have my own because I'm not paying for that bullshit.
See, that's the only thing I pay for. I don't pay for any other. I've been thinking about doing the True thing because I get a lot of like winks from people on True.com, but
are they girls?
No, they're guys. They're guys. Thank God,
but
lot,
they're
some
all
of them
skinny.
Are older men, which kind of scares me. But
they're like, hey, you're
but
pervy.
Yeah, actually, I have some really hot guys have like winked me on there, so I thought about like buying into that, but the only one that I do buy into is Bigger City because I have a better chance of meeting people there.
I pay for Bear 411, but I'm about to stop that shit.
What? Why do you pay for it?
What do you mean, why do I pay for it?
What can you do with the paid account?
Exactly. You don't need to know.
Oh, oh, shit. No, all you can do is look at the website anytime instead of just at peak hours.
Yeah, I know.
Add more pictures. Like, who cares?
I'm about to drop it anyway. I don't need it anymore, really.
Yeah, and like, for anybody that doesn't know, I'm going to reveal it right now because most people know, but a lot of people don't.
Herb is a cheap-ass bastard.
Well, that, and dude, on Airform 1... You can look at anybody's picture that you want as long as you put their. If you. Like, when you click on people's links and it has this huge, long out drawn URL up in the address bar, just erase it all the way after .com/, you know, as in bear411.com/, and just put their name right there, and then you can see all five of their first pictures. Because it only lets you see the first picture unless you do that, because they try to, like, act all slick and prevent people from looking, but they're fucking stupid and they program it right, and all you have to do is put the name at the end.
That's because they're from Canada.
No, it's because they're too busy having sex with the people on the site.
That's hot.
Yeah,
it's all Canadian and junk.
And junk. Alright, so, I want to remind... Oh, you know what? I want to... Who else is going to do iTunes reviews? Because we need them.
Yeah.
Her.
All of us that have iTunes. Which
AJ.
Yeah, I could do some, I guess.
Does your mom have iTunes?
I don't know if my mom has iTunes.
No, Herb's mom.
Oh, Herb's mom.
No, she just has an iPod. She doesn't know how to work
it. Oh.
She's not paying.
Well, you need to tell all your friends that are on iTunes that don't even listen to our show to do it. And give us 5 stars, damn it.
You did not just say that, but yeah, do it. But yeah, and go to the website, foulmonkeys.com, or go to the MySpace. .com/foulmonkeys. I just renovated it, just in case anybody didn't see. I'm going to do the website soon. And give us comments. Call it up.
206-984-FOUL.
And just let us know.
Email us, foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
There you go. People from Texas, we love you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, AJ, for being on the show.
Thank you very much, AJ. Would you like to be on it again?
No problem, yeah. It was fun.
He would like to ride again.
And again. And again.
All you have to do is stick in another quarter.
A dime. What are you talking about?
Oh, shit. You, the ghetto did come to your house, damn.
I know, right?
You got some Tampico over there? Let me come over and get some Tampico.
No, let me get some red.
What kind of Kool-Aid do you like, boy?
Red.
Red flavor.
Purple.
All right, guys.
All right, later, everybody.
Later.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.